Gabe Yesh Noich Lenami. By the Mishnah there of Nachla, of Yerusha, Mabavasro, so I'll tell you. Meforish Ika Nachla Bresha. It's a svara that I want to go back to explain the Ika Yisaitis of Nachla. That when the father dies, the son yashins, or if the son dies, the father gets it back. It wants to explain the Iker Halakas of Yerusha. That's why there the Mishnah goes back to explain the first part of the Mishnah first. Elohocha, but the kasher is by us over here, by Nazir, Lifrash Chinuyim Bereisha. It doesn't make any sense over here. Here by us and now Mishnah still it's a kasher. Since the Mishnah started off to say first there's a parsha of nicknames by Nazirus, and then it says there's a parsha of Yodis, why don't we go back to explain the ratio in the beginning first? So my answer is like this. Elohaino Tam. Yodis, the reason why we go to explain Yodis first, we go to explain the second part of the Mishnah first, Hoyo V'yasiyin Le Midrasha, because this Chiddush, that there's a parsha of Yad by a Nazir, even though Nazirus is like a Kabbalist Neder, you have to speak it out clearly, still we have a Chiddush if we just start off saying the beginning of a Lashon, that we understand from what you're saying that you mean to become a Nazir, that's good. The Torah doesn't say it outright. It's from a drasha. We have to dash him sukim. That's the pshat the chachomim know how to dash in the Torah. So therefore, it's a svara. Hoyl v'yasin le midrasha. Since the chachomim had to go to dash in the Torah to learn out this halacha, chavivim le. It's very dear to them. But it's something that the chachomim had to go to explain it to us. Without the chachomim, we would not know that's the pshat by Nazirus. The Torah doesn't say it out clearly. You have to know how to dash in the Torah. So since you need the chachomim to dash in it, the chachomim feel this is a very it's a dear halacha, they like this halacha, that's why they go to explain it first. For the Gemara, if it's such a good svara, that's why you explain Yodas first, if so, even better, the liftach b'hoin b'resha. So why don't you start off the Masechta also with it first? The Mishnah should have started off, kol Yodas Naziris k'Naziris. If Yodas is handled, the beginning of a lashon is such a dear thing, because the Chum have to dash in it, so let them say it, let them start off first. So this the Gemara says no. Tono, the Tana is like this. Ki maschil, maschil b'yikka korban. When the Tana wants to start off talking about Hilchos Naziris, it first starts off saying the ikka means what we know from Sukkim, what we know from the Torah. Now that's a svara that kinuyim nicknames is also a good. Whether you learn it's a svara, it's a slang lushin, that's a svara, slang lushin is good. Or whether you learn like Rish Lakish, that it's a lushin that Chachamim made up, Taisa spoke out in the Rav spoke out in the Dorim, that's also a svara, it should be good. Because what is any lushin, any language we use, what is a language? A language is that when people use it, we say that's what they mean. So if the Chum said, use these words, when you want to become a Nazir, they told us, use these words, Nozik, Noziach, Poziach, so that's a Svara Pshita, that it's also good. That's also like a language. All a language is just that people use this word, because that's what they mean when they say this word. So if the Chama made up a new language to use, that's also Pshita, that is good. So therefore, Kinuya Naziris is a Svara, it's good. That's like an Ikaloshin. So the Tana starts off talking about the main Lashonis. Olinya Perushay. But then when the Tana goes to explain the Mishnah, Mefarash Yodas Bereisha. That's our Svara, the Tana wants to go to explain this Pasha of Yodas. The Chiddush at the beginning of a Lashon is enough, even though that's not a Svara. For that we need a Drosha from the Torah, but since it's a Drosha that the Chum had to use and make this Drosha, it's very dear to them, they love this, therefore they go to explain this first. So that's why our Tana explains Yodas first. Then the Mishnah says, "Ha'imer aho hareiz a nazir." If somebody says, "I want to," aho, I want to, so you become a nazir. That's the yad. That's the beginning of a lashon to become a nazir. So Mar asks, "Why? Who's talking about a nazir here?" Dilma aho betainis koma. Maybe I will be. Maybe it means you'll be betainis tomorrow. Aho, true. It's a lashon like you want to be something. So smashma, you want to accept something upon yourself. But who says the guy wants accept to be a Nazir? Maybe the guy wants accept to be in a Tainus tomorrow, to fast tomorrow. If you want to have to fast tomorrow, it's also a Kabbalah. Guy has to say today, Hareini b'Tainus l'mochar. So maybe when the person says, Hareini, aho, I will be, maybe you only mean to say, you'll be b'Tainus tomorrow. So this the Gemara answers true. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel answers that our Mishnah is talking about Kegoin Shehoye Nozir Oivulafonim. We're talking about now where a man that is a Nozir already was walking in front of you. And now you said the words, Aho, I want to be. So now we say, we understand from your Lashon, from your word that I want to be, what you meant to say is, you want to be like him. So that's the beginning of a Lashon to say, I want to be a Nozir. So that's also good. When you say this word, Aho, we understand what you mean to say, even though you did not finish it yet. That's the Chiddush of Yodas, that you become a Nozir. So this Gemara says now, Lema Kasava Shmuel. Let's say that Shmuel holds Yodayim She'enon Moichichos Lehevin Yodayim. We add this Machlekes the Gemara Nadorim. When you add this Vort of a Yad, a beginning of a Loshen, does it have to be Moichich means we have to see clearly 100% that's what you meant to say? Or maybe even it's not so clearly. There's a case of Yodayim She'en Moichichos. So we don't know 100% that's what you meant. But since it's like 60%, that's what you meant to say, and of later you tell us that's what you meant to say, that's also good. So since Shmuel over here had to say the case of the Mishnah is, we're talking about when Nozir went in front of him, so then when the person says, Aho, I want to be, so it's like for sure it's called Mechichas, like we see 100%, that's what you meant to say. But anything less than this, it would be Yodayim, She'enon Mechichas, that would not be so clearly what you meant to say, it would not be good. So my answer is like this. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Bizman shenozer oivulafonov lekelesvuke bimilsachrini. So it's like a true shalig, what exactly what the Gemara means to answer here. But the Baskir says, Amri in. It's like a true, what you're saying. It's like a godiak. Because when a nozer is not going in front of you, that's like this. Because bizman shenozer oivulafonov is like Shmuel says. We're talking about we're in Nozir, a man is walking in front of you, and you say, Aho, then 100% lekele svukim and milsachrini. We have no doubts that maybe he means something else. For sure, what he meant to say is, I want to become a Nozir. Just you only started off your Lashon, so that's good. Avol vadai. So the Bach says, takes out the word vadai. Avol, ein ha-Nozir oivulafonuf, but if there would not be a Nozir walking in front of you, Amrina, then when we say, Dilma ha betainis kamar. Maybe what he meant to say is he wants to be betainis. So it's still a few different words, the ways how to learn our Gemara. One way the Gemara means to say is, you have no right that Shmuel holds, Yodayim Shein Mechichas is no good. Because there are different madregas, different stages, how much Ein Mechichas should be good. Like here the Gemara answers, that if you would not have a Nozir walking in front of you, then Bechlal, we don't see he means to become a Nozir. Maybe he means to be the Tainus. So that it's not even called Yodayim at all. Yodayim means that you start off saying something, and most probably we understand that's what you mean to end off. So there are different ways how we can understand what you mean to end off true. There are certain ways, Yodayim Mechichas, that we know 100% you meant that way. There's also Madrega of Yodayim Shein Mechichas, we don't know 100%, but it's like 70%. But the Gemara says over here what it means to say, if you would not have a Nozir walking in front of you, the cloud, there wouldn't be a doubt even. Like, we don't know to say more one way than the other way. Maybe it means to be betainus. We would not know at all that it means to become a Nozir. So therefore here, if there would not be a Nozir, for sure it would not be good. But it could be other cases where you have a case of Yodayim, just if not 100% Mechiach, maybe their Shmuel holder would be good. So here we don't have 100% right. And this the Gemara asks, no, even the Gemara asks, now, even if you have a Nozir walking in front of him, and he says, Aho, I want to be, V'dilma, the Gemara asks, L'poitri min kabinaisu kamar. Maybe all he meant to say is, like, I want to have the chiyuvim of your kabonis. Aho means, if a Nozir is walking in front of you, and you say Aho, Aho means, sure, I want to be. But maybe you only mean to say, I want to take over your chiyuv kabonis. I want to bring kabonis for you. But not that I myself want to become a Nozir. So again, if you need Yodayim Achichas, for sure the kasher is then. Where is the Yodayim Achichas here? Where do we see for sure what he meant to say? But the Ran says, Hamutol nolav l'hovi kishi yishal nazirosov. Vloy niskavin, the Ran, Toysis, vloy niskavin klal akav lolov alatsman naziris. Maybe Bechlali wasn't mischavin to make a kabbalas naziris here. He only wanted to take over his chiyuvim of karbonos. So the Gemara says, tekama b'liboy. We're talking about that later. He tells us in his heart, he really meant to become a nazir. Fred Gemara Yehochi is so maila meimra. Then it's pshita, it's good. Like, what's going on here? We're talking about there's a nazir, another man walking in front of you. And you speak out now, from your mouth comes out the words, aho, I want to be. Now, we have a question, maybe you want to be me, just take over as kabonis. So saying, we're talking about that, you're telling us that in your heart, later you tell us, in your heart, what you really meant is, you want to become a nazir. So Gemara says, if the person tells us in his heart that that's what he meant, so for sure it's good. Like, what's the chiddush over here? So Gemara says, no. Mal the time I would have thought that there is a klal of bina and piv v'libay shavin. That means you have to have your lev, your heart, and your mouth equal. In other words, it's not enough either one by itself. If you only have something in your heart, you didn't speak it out, that's no good. There's a din of loshen. You have to speak out a word. That means from the words you say, we have to understand that you want to become a nazir. And if you only say words that don't mean anything, and in your heart you go to explain it, that's also no good. That's not called a loshen. Like, I would have thought over here, maybe it's no good. Because since you need piv liba shavin, maybe we have to understand it from your lashon, from your dibur, your words itself, and it's not enough for you to explain it later. Kamashvon here is not a problem. That since you said the word aho, and by you saying the words aho, I want to be, and there's another walking in front of you, that's most likely that you really mean to say you want to become a nazir. Because if we have any doubt, not like that, it's enough that you explain, believe in your heart, you also meant to become a nazir. So Kamash Malon is that this is called a good Kabbalas Naziris. All right, turn over. Let's tell you what we start. The Kama Yamal the Tame Mahogasinan. Yamal the Tame have been a piv Veliba Shav and Mahocho. Maybe it's no good. Kamashma, no, that here it is good. That you tell us in your heart you meant to become a nazir, you're only explaining to us that that's what the dibur, the words you spoke out, that's what you meant. When you said aho, I want to, and kinozer oivlefonov. When you have a nazir walking in front of you, the yaho nazir komer. It's as if you spoke out the words, Aho Nozir, I want to become a Nozir. Or Guy Gavin, in such a case, have a shape pivoli b'shoven. This is considered the case that we hear it from your lush and your words, that that's what you meant. So it's a little of a chiddush here. Even though we could have a little doubt, maybe you meant something else, but if the words mean most probably to become a Nozir, and you tell us that in your heart, that's what you also meant, that is also considered a good lashon. That's called the Kabbalas Naziris. Then the next case the Mishnah says is Aho No. If somebody says, I want to be nice, I want to be nice, so you are a Nazir. For the Gemara, V'dilma Ano Lefon of a Mitzvah. Maybe what the person says, I want to be nice, means I want to do nice mitzvahs. Maybe the person was mekabel upon himself to start to do a hidden mitzvah. K'tanya, like we learned, the Pasuk says, Zeh Kelivyan Veil. This is Hashem, the Anveyu, and I'll make him nice. What do you mean I'll make Hashem nice? I know the fun of the mitzvahs, that I'll go to do mitzvahs nicely, a hidden mitzvah. Es the fun of sukkah no, I'm going to build a beautiful sukkah. I'll do a hidden mitzvah. Lulav no, I'll go to buy a nice lulav. Titus no, I'll buy myself a nice pair of titus. Echt of the fun of Sefer Torah no, I'll go to write a nice, beautiful Sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and if you do it nicely, you mekayim v'yanveyu a hidden mitzvah. V'yakachenu b'shirayim noyim, and I wrap around the Sefer Torah with nice silk. Maybe that's what the person meant to say. Hez duma aho no, I want to be nice, means that I want to be nice in the eyes of Hashem. So maybe his Kabbalah was that from now on he's going to do mitzvahs behider. How do we know he meant to say he wants to become a nazir? So Shmuel, Shmuel says, She'etofas pesaroi. We're talking about the person who's holding on to his hair. He's holding on to his hair, and he's saying, Aha, no, I want to be nice. So the person says, I want to be nice, and he's holding on to his hair, he means to say that I want my hair to even grow longer, to be nicer. That means a Kabbalah's Naziris, because when you become a Nazir, you can't cut hair for 30 days. V'yomar ano, Samel, we say what he meant, V'yomar ano, I want to be nice. Samel, we say that he meant to become a Nazir, he meant to become nice with his hair, by meaning he wants his hair to grow long. Freddy Gemara, Nazira milsa di avera for yamr leino. Like to become a nazira, to become nazir is like an avera, something bad. It's called the chayta. We'll soon see. So how could you tell me when the guy says I want to be nice, he means to become a nazir? Lachura, if you become a chayta, you're doing an avera. It's not called you're doing something nice.